in Valley Falls.
Let's go, Bozzy.
Let's go.
It's Friday night, which means that it's time for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on Friday, the 17th of January. And for a lot of teams, this is the final Friday before midseason tournament action. We're going to dive into all of that here tonight as a lot of midseason tournaments are about to commence. And Boz and I have talked about this throughout the season. This is that tipping point for so many teams and so many programs, Boz. When you see where you're at Christmas break, and then your next real shift opportunity, midseason tournament time, to see where your team's at.
Yeah, you get a real good idea where your team's sitting with the midseason tournament. I mean, you had the first, I always call it the half, first half of the season before the tournament. You come back, you have a game or two. And here's the crazy thing. The weather has been just weird. Everything's been choppy. You had your long extended break where kids are out of school, and then they get back. You're hoping to get some good practice in, and the weather can throw a loop in that. A lot of teams haven't had a whole lot of time to practice leading into this tournament, and it's a tough week. You know, you're going to have 3-4 games, and it will give you an idea where you stand, but it's also, like you mentioned, a tipping point. If you go into that midseason tournament and drop 3 games, it can flip things pretty fast for you.
A lot of teams are making that postseason push, that hope to get to the postseason. It's a lot to get broken down, but first things first, buddy, we've got to get scores to the folks here tonight.
All right, we're going to start out on the girls' side of things. Atchison, they get the win against KC Washington, 41-26. Troy, they defeat Mar Hill, Mount Academy, 51-36. Hiawatha, they defeat Jeff West, 48-41. JCN gets a win over Valley Falls, 51-48. Washington County, they get the win in overtime against Lynn. Lynn defeats Washington County in overtime, 55-48. Nemaha Central gets the win against Holton tonight, 42-20. Rossville, they defeat Perry LeCompton, 53-44. Riley County victorious over Sabetha, 47-18. St. Mary's defeats Royal Valley, 51-37. And the last score wasn't even on our list here. We kind of forgot it. Abilene, they get the win over Centralia, 49-45. Centralia's first loss of the season, but that's a
big difference.
Yes. I mean, Abilene's a good program, bigger classification, so nothing to hang their heads about on that one. Really close game, only a 4-point loss for Centralia girls tonight. Now, you want to go through right now who we need still on the girls?
Absolutely. Yeah, who we need?
All right, we need quite a few actually here. We need ACCHS at Oskaloosa, Horton at Pleasant Ridge, McLouth at Riverside. I guess we only need 3.
Okay.
So not too bad on the girls' side. Moving on to the boys tonight. This one, a little shocker for me. KC Washington defeated Atchison tonight.
Ooh, the Phoenix.
57-42.
Wow.
So look, maybe a little upset right there.
Yeah.
Oskaloosa gets the win against ACCHS, 66-33. Moore Hill, Mount Academy, they defeated Troy, 65-56. Jefferson West got the close win tonight, 4-point victory over Hiawatha, 52-48. Nemaha Central, they defeated Holton, 59-38. And Sabetha gets the win over Riley County, 53-33.
Okay, and that was guys.
Guys, yes.
And so you're about to say what we still need.
Yes.
But I did not hear the Troy Mara Hill score, because that's one you're going to say we need?
No, I said that one.
You did?
You just weren't paying attention.
Oh, okay.
Troy, they fall tonight to Mar Hill Mount Academy, 65-56.
Okay. Well, who do we need?
We need Horton at Pleasant Ridge, JCN at Valley Falls, Lynn at Washington County, McLouth at Riverside, Rossville at Perry LeCompton, and St. Mary's at Royal Valley.
Okay. If you've got some scores that we need, you can find us on our Facebook feed and drop them in right there, or you can give us a call because the Giant Communications hotline is open for you, as we've got 785-547-3461 is the phone number. 785-547-3461, the phone number, Giant Communications, online at giantcomm.net. And they've got some exciting things happening here in 2025. Giant Mobile coming to you soon. And that's the nation's most reliable network in the palm of your hand at a cheaper price than what you're used to with your current carrier. GiantCOMM.net to learn more about Giant Mobile coming soon near you. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. You can also give us a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee of the night for you as well. At the end of each show, Boz picks one game ball winner for the guys and one for the girls every single week for somebody that had just a standout performance on the night. So make sure you get your nominees on there as well, as there's a lot to get to yet tonight. We're going to take our first time out, however, and when we come back, we'll give you scores up to date as well. But we're going to go straight into what the season's looking like for a lot of these teams. Who's making that deep postseason push and showing signs of that early? And also, mid-season tournament time. And don't forget, there's football this weekend that Boz and I will talk a little bit about later on in the show. But for now, we got to step aside. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lucert from Lucert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lucert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088. To learn how today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank,
putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's my favorite segment every single week, Buzz. Was your team doing the rocking, or
was your team getting rocked?
All right, welcome back into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Buzz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're on 103.9 KNZA, 92.1 KMZA, and 93.7 KAIR. We still got Ray Penning up here as well as Captain Kurt Kilman as he's running scores into us right now. And Joseph Curry down at Care Radio as well, doing the great work here on a Friday evening as we've got plenty of scores coming in. And Kurt just he brought me a note. I'm sitting here giving him some love right now on the radio, and we had a caller call in, Buzz.
Okay.
And he called in a score for us that you're writing down right now.
All right.
And gave a separate note to give to me that says the Ravens are losing this weekend.
I love it. I love it.
I just love the engagement because even our very own Ray Penning had a lady walk up to him this past week.
Right.
And told him, hey, you know what? If the Ravens win this weekend and the Chiefs win this weekend, does that mean next Friday, so the 24th scoreboard show, does that mean that is going to be a show mourning the Ravens season?
Well, could be.
So that'll be a conversation for next week. We ain't going to worry about that.
Yeah, we ain't going to get into that.
We got to get back into high school basketball, but we love the engagement. We love the banter. Feel free to get in on the fun. 785-547-3461, the phone number. Chris Jorn, thank you for that vote of confidence about the Ravens this weekend. But be a part of it with us if you want on the Giant Communications Hotline. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. And GiantCOMM.net, the nation's most reliable network, coming to you in an easier way than ever with Giant Communications online at GiantCOMM.net to learn more how you can be a part of Giant Mobile. All right, Boz, give us our scores that we have right now.
All right, we're going to start with the boys this time around. Atchison, they fall tonight to KC Washington, 57.
My Phoenix?
They did. Yeah, they dropped one. 57-42. Oskaloosa gets the win over ACCHS, 66-33. Mar Hill Mount Academy, they get the win over Troy, 65-56.
That's a big win.
That is a big win for Mar Hill for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Pleasant Ridge, they defeated Horton, or excuse me, flip it around. Horton defeated Pleasant Ridge, 64-61. We just got that score in.
Yep, thanks,
Zach. Yeah, Jefferson West, they get the win over Hiawatha, 52-48.
Big time.
Nemaha Central, they defeat Holton, 59-38.
Put a little note on that. I want to come back to that, okay?
Okay, well, I'll put a little asterisk right there.
Perfect.
Sabetha, they get the win over Riley County, 53-33. And St. Mary's, they defeat Royal Valley 68-54.
Okay, so what do we need on the guys?
Yep, on the guys' side, we need JCN Valley Falls, Lynn at Washington County, McClouth at Riverside, and Rossville at Perry LeCompton. So we only need four scores on the guys' side.
Okay.
Moving on to the girls, Atchison, they defeat KC Washington 41-26. And we got a correction here. I read the score. What our information we had last time I read it was Troy 51, Mar Hill Mount Academy 36. We had on the Facebook feed came through and we confirmed this. Troy actually, they still got the win, but the score was 48-36. So Troy defeats Mar Hill Mount Academy 48-36. Hiawatha, they get the win over Jeff West 48-41. JCN, they get the win against Valley Falls 51-48. Lynn, they defeated Washington County 55-48. Nemaha Central, they get the win over Holton 42-20.
Put an asterisk on that one as well.
Okay. You just tell me when I need to put something on here. I'll highlight it for
you.
Rossville, they defeat Perry LeCompton 53-44. Riley County gets the win over Sabetha 47-18. St. Mary's, they defeated Royal Valley 51-37. And Abilene gets the win tonight over Centralia 49-45.
And I know that's the first loss for Centralia.
Yes, it is.
However,
yep.
We're talking a 1A Division I team versus a, 4A school? Big difference.
4A, yeah.
Big difference right there between those two. And, again, the fact that it what was it, a four-point game?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. All right. Here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, we always have fun. We always enjoy banter.
Yeah.
And there is nobody that I know more probably that enjoys banter than who is on our Giant Communications hotline right now. And so we're going to go to our Giant Communications hotline, again, presented by Giant Communications. With Giant Mobile coming soon, visit giantcomm.net to learn more how you can have the nation's most reliable network in the palm of your hands with Giant Communications. All right, caller, are you there?
I am here.
Oh my! Who is this?
I didn't press pause on that at all, but
it's nice to see you guys finally get back to work on a Friday night. My God, would you take a month off?
We did almost
three and a half weeks, maybe. We got the coach of Northeast Kansas joining us right now, Coach John Holliday calling in right now, and I put asterisks on, or had Boz do that on the score sheet before I even knew you were calling in, because these were a couple of big-time games for a couple different reasons. But before I get into what I was going to talk about the games, Coach, what did you call in to talk to us about?
Well, first of all, I'm listening to you, and did I get this right? Did you guys correct the score off of Facebook information?
It was a really reliable source.
Like, is that like fake news or what? How do you – my goodness, if it's on Facebook, it's gospel, right?
You always believe everything you see on Facebook, Coach. You should know that.
Especially when it comes from the coach's wife, though.
I'm not sure they should be accurate either.
Well, what else you got for us, Coach? I know you guys are traveling back home right now. You guys had a game tonight in Seneca. The Thunder rolled to victory in a sweep tonight over Holton.
Hey, that Nemahawk boys team is legit. A lot of weapons, a lot of tools, athletic, long, and boy, they play some phenomenal defense. They're tough-nosed kids, and you talked about who kids are afraid to make a run deep, and I think this group is. They really. We're gonna find out next week at that tournament. Seneca, just how good they are, but they really look pretty good tonight. They were very impressive.
Yeah, that's a team that, again, the reason why I put that asterisk on that or had Boz do that was because this is a team that I've had conversations with a few different people, and this is a team that I think has high aspirations to make a deep push into the postseason and maybe could be one of those teams that we talk about for a very long time. Because of the talent pool, because of the cohesiveness of this group, do you feel that is accurate, that this is a team that can make a deep push?
Well, you know, we're going to find out next week. I mean, they haven't been tested. You know, we were talking about, Justin was talking about, you know, their closest game's been 17 points, and that was December. And you're going to sharpen steel with steel, so they're going to have to get in some games where they're going to have to play a little bit better and see how they react to that. But, boy, they really look like they have all the pieces and the tools in the toolbox to make a run and get a championship back in Seneca this year, because it's probably the one thing that Coach Thomas is missing from his resume is that state championship. He's been pretty good for a lot of years, but this team really could be something special.
I want to flip it now to the girls' side, an Nemahawk Central team that struggled early but has really found their groove. And the reason why we put an asterisk on this game was because it arguably could have been two of the hottest girls' teams in our area, both on winning streaks, both playing at a high level. And tonight, it sounded like the Thunder defense especially just wreaked some havoc tonight in a big-time home win for them.
Oh, they were. They were effective with their full-court pressure. Early, they're again extremely active, extremely athletic, can really get after you. And the one thing missing for them tonight is they really had trouble scoring the basketball. They had 18 turnovers for the night. You start hitting some shots and stepping those turnovers down. It's a blowout, and kind of hung around and stayed semi close for a little bit. But that Nemahawk team is athletic. probably playing tonight like we thought they were, should have been playing at the start of the year. But there's, again, there's so much room for growth. They're going to go down to Wellsville next year or next week. And I always thought, boy, when you get that mid-season tournament, you can really make your year, set yourself up for the second half by how well you play in that mid-season tournament, how well you get improvement by playing better teams.
No doubt about it. Well, Coach, appreciate you calling in. You could be just like John Holliday. And that's a right, Boz?
Everybody wants to be like Coach.
That's right. So be like
what,
John.
Fat and bold?
No, pick up the phone and give us a call, just like you did. You know?
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody can do that. I can do that. Anybody can do that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just listen to callers as you do, right?
That's right.
Exactly right.
Callers know more than what we do, Coach. We just sit up here and we're just the talking heads, you know.
There you go.
All right. Well, hey, appreciate you as always. Travel safe, and thanks for what you do for the MSC Radio Network, and we'll talk to you another time, okay?
Hey, have a great night, Josh. Appreciate what you do.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, that's Coach John Holliday calling in on the Giant Communications Hotline and giving the roses where they need to be given, my friend. Again, this Nemaha Central team, Boz, I wanted to put asterisks on them because I really think this very much has the potential to be, on the guys' side, one of the, if not the best team Coach John Thomas has ever had.
Yeah, well, that's
a
bold
that's
statement.
Stuff. I know it is.
Bold statement.
But we always have bold statements on this show, bold predictions, if you will.
Yeah.
But I think that it's got that potential, man. These guys are good.
Yeah, there's no question. This is a good team. And here's the thing I kind of think about. You kind of go back to some of the teams he's had, and I recall maybe 5 years ago, They had a really nice team. They had good size. They had size on the perimeter that could shoot the ball, good point guards. They were a very aggressive team, but they went into the season kind of with that hype. Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to be the team that's going to get it done. They did have a good season, but just fell short of their goal, you know, getting through a sub-state to a state tournament. So I think this team maybe flew under the radar just a little bit. Going into the season, I think they maybe didn't have that hype. Like, hey, this is the team, but it doesn't matter. You get on the court and you see how these guys gel and how they play together. They, like Coach said, they have all those pieces that really can propel a team to a deep run.
He talked about they'll be tested next week. We're going to dive into that. It's the Thunder Classic next week in Nemaha. We will dive into that here in just a little bit from now. And then flip it onto the girls' side, a team that, again, they struggled early. But look at the opponents that they had early, Boz. Centralia, top two team in the state in 1A Division 1. Hanover, the top team in 1A Division 2. And those were close ball games in the early portion of the season. You know, Centralia just comes out the gate strong on them first game of the year. Chalk it up to that first game of the year. Then they take on a Hanover team. Again, top-ranked team in 1A D2, two-point loss. Then at Holton, overtime, lose by three. So this team's 0-3. In their first three games. What have they done since then, Boz? Well, it's been pretty simple for them. They just win right now. They've won now five straight games and ended Holton's five-game winning streak tonight.
Yeah, well, that was the overtime game at Holton. Nemaha had a chance to win it with some free throws at the end, couldn't get it done. Holton goes on to win that game. And, sometimes you need those close games where you, as a coach, you can go back and say, okay, here's how close we were, and these are the things that we didn't do well.
Yeah.
And then you can improve on those things. And once you get a little streak going like that, it's amazing how confident a team can start playing. And Coach mentioned it defensively. They throw a lot of different things at you, some pressure. They like to speed teams up, force turnovers, and that's what they were able to do tonight.
I mean, Coach Hilton has been doing this for a handful of years and been doing it at a very high level as well for this Nemaha Central Thunder team. They're definitely a team that they're on radars for a reason. They're a good team, and this is a tough league. They go down to the Wellsville tournament next week, but they do have a makeup game tomorrow against Sabetha, both girls and guys, tomorrow before their midseason tournaments. And then, you know, next half of the schedule, or I'm sorry, the Wellsville invite on the 28th of January. So they've got Sabetha tomorrow and then Rossville next week. The two-headed monster from Rossville, I'll be interested to see how that pans out in that ball game. Then they go to the Wellsville invite. And then, you know, a game that I'm just circling on the radar right now, buddy, February the 7th, Silver Lake at Nemaha Central. Could be for a Big East title. Could be, you know, there's so many things that will fall. You're looking at that first week of February. That game could mean an absolute lot in that ball game.
Yeah, you know, Silver Lake's a team ranked in state. And the thing with Silver Lake, I always look at Coach Porter. I mean, he does a fantastic job with that team. They are going to be much better a month from now than they are right now. And that's a team that I would be a little bit scared of when you get down to the end of your season, because it can make a huge difference on just your sub-state seedings, things like that. So that's going to be a big game.
We got recaps at the ready. We're going to play a couple of them for you right now, and then we'll have to step aside and come back, get a few more recaps, and start diving into our tournament brackets for mid-season tournament time. Why don't we just stick right with what we've been talking about? Holton at Nemaha Central. It was on 92.1 KMZA tonight. Justin Fluke had the call.
A clean sweep for Nemaha Central at home against Holton on Friday night. The girls' game was a rematch of an overtime December game, and it was Holton ahead 6-5 at the end of one quarter tonight. But Nemaha Central would use a 15-3 second quarter to take control and never look back and route to a 42-20 win. A game filled with turnovers as Holton girls had 23 and Nemaha Central had 18 themselves. The Thunder were led in scoring by Callie Honeyman with 9 points. Reagan Garrity and Zoe Sedbeck added 6. The Nemaha Central girls are 5-3 with 5 straight wins after an 0-3 start. Holton girls led by Elizabeth Schuster with 9 in defeat. In the boys' game, it was close for a quarter as well, with Nemaha Hedges 13-11 at the end of one. The Thunder were up by 9 at halftime. It was 7 until a steal and a buzzer-beating layup by Carter Hike to put Nemaha boys ahead 32-23. And they extended that lead throughout the second half, winning 59-38. The Thunder got 17 points from Caden Peterson and 16 points for Evan Oberding. In total, Nemaha Central had 8 guys score, and they hit 8 three-point buckets. 4 of those by Evan Oberding, as Nemaha Central is 8-0 and has won all 8 of their games by 17 points or more this season. Second win against Holton, who drops to 2-6 with the loss. The Wildcats are led by Braden Peek, who scored 13 of his 16 points in the first half of that game. So the Nemaha Central boys win by 21. Nemaha Central girls win by 22. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Justin, thank you very much for that recap, as it was a Thunder sweep tonight in Seneca. Another recap we've got for you. Heard it on 93.7 FM KAIR. Marhill Mounts Academy traveled to Troy in a battle of a new NEKL matchup between these two. Tom Couts on the call tonight.
The cream of the crop in the Northeast Kansas League met in Troy, Kansas tonight as Marhill Mount Academy came to town. 2 fantastic games with 4 great teams, and they ended up splitting the pair. First one, behind Harper Wettstein's 20 points, Troy was able to notch a 51-36 win over MHMA. Both teams were undefeated in the conference coming in. Marhill Mount Academy is now 2-4 in the season, 2-1 in the conference. Troy's fantastic season continues. Lady Trojans, 8-0, 6-0 in the conference. In the nightcap, the Troy guys leaped to a big 8-point lead early, but the Ravens battled back, went into the locker room up 7, and never looked back, winning at 65-56. For Troy, it was Henry Geiger's 13 leading the way, but for the Ravens, high-scoring honors shared by Brody Copeman and Luke Siebert, each with 16. Ravens are now 6-1, 4-0 in the conference. Troy, 6-2, and 4-2. So again tonight, up in Troy, a packed house saw 2 entertaining games with 4 great teams. And the ladies' game, it was Troy coming out on top, and Morehill Mount Academy wins in the guys' meeting. Tom Couts reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that. Boz and I are sitting here just racking our heads right now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we don't need to make too much out of this, okay? However, that game,
right.
What was the final? I want the official book from Troy tonight to call us and tell us, because we've got 51-36 or 48-36. We got conflicting here. So, I want us to have the right score. I want us to put it out there. And, you know, I don't want fighting over it. You know, nobody's going to be right. Nobody's going to be wrong. I want to make sure we have the correct one.
Is Coach going to call us back and say, you trusted Facebook. That was the problem.
Well, Coach Holliday said that, but then, you know, we had a really reliable source from Troy let us know about the final score. But, you know, I also trust a man that's been doing this for almost, you know, well, definitely longer than I've been alive, Mr. Couch, affirming that with us. And so, you know, I don't know. I kind of – so phone line's open, Boz. What's our phone number? 785-547-3461. 785-547-3461. Giant Communications Hotline's open. We want to know your Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee. We want to know some scores. Right now, I just want to know what the final score was of Troy Mar Hill on the girls' side. What's the accurate final score? Let us know. Give us a call. We got another break. When we come back, we'll give you the recap from Hiawatha, Jeff West, tonight. Also, we'll have Sabetha. They travel to Riley County. We'll have those recaps after the break. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on a Friday.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hey, you. Did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely. They'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetane Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our switch kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Boz, what are they playing?
They're playing basketball.
They're playing basketball on a Friday. What else is new here in the middle of January? Welcome back in. This is the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, tell the people hi.
Hey, hey.
We've got Ray Penning still up in studio. Kurt Kilman hanging out with us as well. Joseph Curry down at CARE, making sure everything goes without off without a hitch right now. We've got a couple more recaps to get to you in just a minute. But, Boz, we got some scores we got to get to the folks.
We do have some scores. Let's go with the girls to start things off. Atchison, they get the win against KC Washington 41-26. Still a little bit of a head-scratcher here. We're going to say Troy defeats Marhill Mount Academy 48-36. Horton, they get the win over Pleasant Ridge 54-39.
The Fighting Gary Sorensens, my friend.
5-3 on the season. Big win for Horton tonight. Hiawatha, they defeat Jeff West 48-41. JCN gets the win over Valley Falls 51-48.
On that game, Boz, did you see how that game was?
I did.
10-point lead for JCN in the fourth quarter. Valley Falls, 10-point lead in the fourth quarter and flipped on a dime in that fourth quarter with some pressure. JCN gets 3-point win. Shout out to Brady for giving us that information on Facebook.
A little full court pressure. You got to get back in the game. They do it and get the win, 51-48. Overtime victory for Lynn tonight, 55-48 over Washington County. Nemaha Central defeats Holton 42-20. Rossville gets the win against Perry LeCompton 53-44. Riley County victorious over Sabetha 47-18. St. Mary's gets the win over Royal Valley 51-37. Abilene, they defeat Centralia 49-45. And then a makeup game. We didn't give any scores on this one earlier, but on the girls' side, makeup game. Valley Heights, they defeat Frankfort 71-23.
Woo!
Big win for Valley Heights tonight.
And then before we switch to the guys' side, I just want to go back to one score you just read. That was Rossville and Perry. And, you know, again, Rossville, the Lady Dogs, they've got two studs on that team. And Coach Franzetta's team from Perry, kind of a slow starter to the season, a very young team. Man, they hung in there.
Yeah.
It's that Rossville Bulldog team.
Yeah, they did, for sure. The scores we still need, we're missing two. We need ACCHS at Oskaloosa and McClouth at Riverside. That's girl scores we still need.
Where's Bob?
I don't know. Bob, you know, she hadn't called in for a while.
Nope.
I'm feeling neglected. We still need Riverside scores, and she's nowhere to be found.
Okay.
I don't know. Letting us down. All right. Boys scores tonight. KC Washington, they defeat Atchison 57-42.
The Phoenix.
Didn't quite get it done tonight, but that's all right.
All right.
Oskaloosa, they get the win over ACCHS 66-33. Marhill Mount Academy, big-time game tonight. They get the win over Troy 65-56.
Big-time win.
Horton gets the win against P. Ridge tonight 64-61.
The Chargers.
Jefferson West, they defeat Hiawatha 52-48. Valley Falls, they get the win over JCN 65-45. Lynn, they are victorious over Washington County, 72-43. Nemaha Central keeps a perfect season going for them with their win tonight over Holton, 59-38. Perry LeCompton, this is one I think I rolled through the scores. Another one that I'm surprised. Perry LeCompton gets the win over Rossville, 59-50. Rossville ranked in the top 10 in the state. They've been on the struggle bus.
Couple losses.
Yeah, they're kind of struggling a little bit right now.
And that's a big win for Perry, and this is a team, again, Coach Simmons and his crew, they just haven't found a way to get it together cohesively yet this year. And that's a huge win tonight for Perry LeCompton.
Yeah, it's got to be a big confidence booster for him heading into these midseason tournaments. Sabetha, they get the win over Riley County 53-33. St. Mary's, my dark horse this season, they stay undefeated, 8-0 now on the season.
Wow.
They defeat Royal Valley 68-54. And Valley Heights, the makeup score game we were just talking about, they fall to Frankfort 71-32.
Okay, so the game about St. Mary's a minute ago, you just talked about your dark horse pick.
Yep.
Just wanted to reiterate for people what the determines a dark horse for everybody, because if anybody's been paying attention, they know that St. Mary's has been a very solid team the last few years.
Yep.
But Boz believes they're going to make a deep push into the state tournament, and
maybe win a state title this year.
Yeah.
8-0 start. It's a good play to begin that.
So here, I got to kind of maybe defend myself a little bit on that pick.
Well,
so
I know.
You were good. You weren't dogging on
all
anything.
Right, all right.
But here's the thing with that one. I looked at, and really both my picks this season, I kind of flipped the script a little bit. St. Mary's, mm-hmm. they have been predicted the top of the league, but it's the new Big East. And,
yeah.
You know, so they were getting some publicity, but sometimes I feel like those teams that are really good, we don't necessarily talk about all the time as far as the way you and I look at them. So
sure.
St. Mary's, that's a team, I reiterate what you said. I think they're going to make a really big run deep into the postseason, state tournament. They've got a lot of pieces on that team that I really like.
All right, what scores we need for the guys still?
On the guys' side, we only need one. Bob, come through for us here. We need McClouth at Riverside.
Come on, Bob!
And here's the thing. She should be excited. Riverside, they're 5-1
yeah.
on the season. They're having a great season, so I need to know that score.
Okay, so that's what we need. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. 785-547-3461, the phone number. Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. And we've got a couple recaps to get to you here. I believe we got somebody waiting on the line. We'll get to them in just a quick second here. We've got recaps to get through really quickly of Hiawatha at Jeff West. Brandon Tadman on the call on 103.9 KNZA, as well as the Hiawatha channel, and great matchups he had here tonight in the Big East League.
We had Hiawatha and Jeff West tonight here on KNZA Big East League Showdown. Also on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, and we expected two good games going into it, and that is certainly what we got, as it was a split here tonight with the Hiawatha girls winning game one, 48-41, and the Jeff West boys in the nightcap holding on for a 52-48 victory. Starting in the girls game, Jeff West, first few minutes, they got out to a 10-3 lead about halfway through that opening quarter. But the remainder of the first half, it was all Hiawatha. They had a 15-0 run that spanned late first quarter into the middle part of the second quarter. And after that 10-3 advantage for Jeff West, Hiawatha would outscore the Tigers 20-5 going into the halftime break with a 23-15 lead. Jeff West would get back into within five, or I should say four, at 32-28 going into the fourth quarter. But Hiawatha, again, able to hold on with a 48-41 win. Hiawatha got two really good performances from Kylie Nelson and Aaliyah Contreras. They both went for 15 points. They combined for 9 rebounds between the two, and they also combined for 5 three-pointers. They also got 9 points for Madison Williams. For Jeff West, they had 2 in double figures, with Harriet Dean leading the way, 14 points and 4 rebounds. Kaylee Heinen, 5'6 senior guard, 11 points and 5 rebounds. Jeff West girls now 3-5 overall, and they are 1-4 Big East League play. Hiawatha again with the win, now 5-3. Don't look now, the Redhawks, they are 3-1 in league competition. In the boys game as well, close all the way throughout. 11-10 Jeff West after one. They led 21-19 after the second quarter, and would build that to a 5-point lead. Early portions of the fourth quarter, actually had it out to about an 8 or 9 point advantage with about 6 minutes to go. But Jeff West kept it not at arm's length, but just kept a slight slender lead. There were a lot of fouls and a lot of turnovers down the stretch. Both teams were good in that department until the latter portion of the game. But big free throws down the stretch from Daniel Brown, who had a game high 18 points and our player of the game. 4 straight free throws to help Jeff West again hold off Hiawatha for the 52-48 win. Jeff West now 4-4 overall with the win, snapping a 3-game skid, and they are 2-3 in league play. Hiawatha, they just continue to lose some tough games, close games too. They are now 2-6 and 1-3. And leading the charge for Hiawatha, they got 11 points from Lane Kessler. Connor Rich also in double figures for Jeff West with 10. Up next for both these teams, the girls, both Hiawatha and Jeff West, will play Perry LeCompton next week. Hiawatha boys at the Thunder Classic on Tuesday. Jeff West at the Valley Falls tournament next week. I'm Brady Tabor reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, B-Tad, thank you very much for that recap. As we will continue on with our final recap of the night, comes from the Sabetha Channel. Sabetha, the Blue Jays hit the road to take on the Falcons from Riley County. Logan Bitterman had the call tonight on the Sabetha Channel.
Sabetha teams would be in action on Friday night on the road as they would travel to Riley County to take on the Falcons of Riley County in a Big East League matchup this season. The only time these two teams will meet on the hardwood this year. We'd have the girls game to kick things off tonight. The Lady Jays looking for their first win this evening. It would not start out very good, as they would be down 21-7 at the halftime break. And at the final buzzer, it would be 47-18. Riley County walking away with the win here tonight. The Lady Jays still in search of their first win under head coach Joe Gruber for his second straight season. The Lady Jays, they were led in scoring by sophomore Paxton Michael. She had 6 points in the loss here tonight. Audrey Herman had 4, and Sophia Haverkamp chipped in 3 points as well. The Lady Jays had 21 turnovers as a team in the game, hit 3 three-pointers, and went 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Riley County, on the other hand, they get the win, 47-18. They were led in scoring by 5'9 senior number 5, Anna Lambert. She had 21 points in the win, went 4 of 4 at the free throw line here tonight. McKenna Wamsher and Riley Metoska also chipped in 8 points apiece in the win here this evening. Riley County girls as a team had 8 turnovers in the win, hit 4 three-pointers, and went 9 of 12 from the free throw line here tonight. Well, the guys game we hoped would be a good one, just like Tuesday night for the Blue Jays, but the Blue Jay boys were looking for a split here tonight to try and make it so Riley County would not get the sweep. The best of boys at the halftime break, they would find themselves in a pretty good position for that split, as they were up 33-17 on the Falcons of Riley County in this one. At the final buzzer, the Sabetha boys get the 20-point victory at 53-33 here this evening. The Sabetha boys, they were led in scoring by 6'2 senior number 4, Brody Dieters. He had 16 points in the win. LT Thomas chipped in 10 points as well. And then also the junior, Micah Lane, had 7 points. So did Kramer as well with 7 here tonight. Sabetha boys as a team had 13 turnovers in this one. They hit 7 three-pointers, and they went 4 of 6 at the free throw line. The Riley County boys, on the other hand, in the loss, they were led in scoring by Trey Weber. He had 9 points here tonight. And then Harmison, Trent Weber, and Davis Carson all had 6 points apiece here in the loss. The Riley County boys had 11 turnovers here tonight, so they beat Sabetha by 2 in that stat here this evening. But they only hit 2 three-pointers as a team and went 3 of 5 at the free throw line. So it's a split here tonight. The girls of Sabetha lose 57-14. The Sabetha boys win it 53-33. Both Sabetha teams will be in action tomorrow in Sabetha for a remake against the Thunder of Nemaha Central before going to Burlington next week. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that recap. We've got another break we've got to take. When we come back, we'll break down scores again, and as promised, brackets for midseason tournament time. It's all coming up here in just a few minutes. We've got to take another break, and we'll be back. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz here on a Friday night. Good evening. Thanks for hanging out with us here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9330.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back at it. We're having a great old time, like we do every single week here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. With Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz.
Hey, hey.
And we got Ray Penning still in-house. And Joseph Curry down at CARE. So we've got plenty of things still to get to tonight, as I'm going to have Boz get through scores once again here in just a second. But wanted to remind you again, give us a call, 785-547-3461. Boz, what are you needing right now?
We need Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees.
It's a short list tonight, and I get it. There's not as many games tonight.
Yep.
We have roughly about just over 50% of our normal allotment of games that happen tonight. I get it. However, there should be at least every single week one kid from each matchup. So tonight, if we had 12 games of guys, 12 games of girls, there should be 24 nominees, 12 each, you would think, yeah?
I would love that, because I agree. There's good performances in every game.
Yep.
And we got to throw this out there, too. It doesn't have to be a massive, you know, point scoring night. It can be a big rebound night, great defense, team win.
Somebody made a stop at the end on a diving effort to steal the basketball. Whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Just give us a nominee. Give us a call. I get it. And, Boz, we've been dealing with this for 2 years now, my friend.
Yeah.
A little timid, a little nervous. They don't want to talk on the radio. That's fine. You don't have to talk to us.
No.
We got Ray Penning that's hanging out. He says, hey, I'll answer your call. You tell me who you want to put on there, and I'll get it to the guys. So give us a call at 785-547-3461 for Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. And if you want to talk about a contest you were at tonight or something that stuck out to you, we did take a phone call a minute ago, did not want to get on the air, and that's fine. They wanted to make sure that we knew that the Oskaloosa girls did beat ACCHS. We just don't have the final for it. So we're still looking for that score. Boz will get to that in just a second. And also wanted to give out a shameless shout-out to the Baker men's basketball team for being number 8 in the nation.
All right.
So, again, we're just passing that.
Yep.
Give that a little bit of love there, as the Baker Wildcats in the NAIA are ranked 8th in the country right now in men's basketball. So, once again, if you want to give us some things to pass along, we're more than happy to do so.
Yeah.
But you got to call in order to do that. 785-547-3461. Giant Communications Hotline is open, and GiantCOMM.net is the location you need to be at, because Giant Mobile is taking flight soon. and you want to be on the nation's most reliable network with a company you can trust here in Kansas. GiantCOMM.net to learn more about Giant Mobile coming soon. Boz, how about our scores?
All right, scores for the boys. KC Washington, they defeat Atchison tonight 57-42. Oskaloosa gets the win over ACCHS 66-33. Marhill Mount Academy, big win for them tonight over Troy 65-56. Horton gets the win against Pleasant Ridge 64-61. Jefferson West, they defeat Hiawatha 52-48. Valley Falls victorious over JCN 65-45. Lynn, they get the win against Washington County 72-43. Nemaha Central, they defeat Holton 59-38. Perry Compton gets the win over Rossville 59-50. Sabetha, they defeated Riley County 53-33. St. Mary's defeats Royal Valley 68-54. Frankfort boys, we didn't say it earlier. I don't know where we at on the rules on this. They defeat Valley Heights 71-32.
Burger!
70 burger.
Burger.
We haven't said that all night long.
Haven't had a score, I didn't think.
I know, we got one.
Yep.
Abilene, the last score we got, they defeat Centralia 68-54, and we still need one score. McClouth at Riverside.
Who do we need then, Bob?
Somebody knows it. I think her name's Bob.
Come on, Bob.
That's what we need.
Every time we called out Bob during football season, she came through.
I know. She called right away.
So, I don't know what's going on right now, but Bob, you better be giving us a call.
That's right. Moving on to the girls' scores tonight. Atchison, they defeat KC Washington 41-26. Troy gets the win. This was a big-time game. Troy gets the win over Marhill Mount Academy 48-36. Troy stays perfect on the season at 8-0. Horton, they get the win over Pleasant Ridge 54-39. Hiawatha defeats Jeff West 48-41. JCN gets the win over Valley Falls 51-48. Overtime victory for Lynn tonight over Washington County 55-48. Nemaha Central, they get the win over Holton 42-30. Rossville, they defeat Perry LeCompton 53-44. Riley County gets the win over Sabetha 47-18. St. Mary's, they defeat Royal Valley 51-37. Abilene, they defeated Centralia 49-45. And a makeup game tonight, Valley Falls, they defeated Frankfort 71-23.
Say that last one again, please.
You caught me.
Sorry.
Sorry about that one. Valley Heights.
Okay.
Got to give them some love. Valley Heights 71, Frankfort 23. Glad you caught that.
Well, I just wanted to, I think it's the first time it's happened this year.
I don't know. I may have missed some others. I don't know. I don't remember it, but
oh.
I say that a lot. Valley Heights, Valley Falls. I get the valleys confused.
All right. Well, the Luger Chiropractic and Wellness game ball list is slim pickings, and we want you to give the nominees. And maybe people aren't calling because they're thinking, well, maybe that nominee's already on the list. Boss, who do we already have on the list tonight?
Short list here. On the girls' side of things, we got two nominees from Nemaha Central. Callie Honeyman, she had 9 points tonight, and Reagan Garrity, she had 6 points tonight in their win over Holton. And Harper Wettstein from Troy, she had 20 points tonight. That's all we got on the girls' side.
Okay.
On the boys' side, same thing. We got three nominees, two from Nemaha Central. Caden Peterson had 17 points tonight, and Evan Olberding had 16 points tonight. 33 points out of those two young men. So big nights for them. And Dante Mascua from Horton, 22 points, 10 boards. A little double-double for that young man.
Double-double down low for the big forward for Horton. All right. So, hey, if you heard that list and realized, oh, man, I got to get X, Y, and Z kid on there, make sure you let us know. Put it in the thread on Facebook. Call us at 785-547-3461 and tell us there. Ray Penning still here hanging out with us to take your calls on the Giant Communications Hotline. Boz, you ready to jump into some midseason tournament?
All right.
We've been talking about it. We've been prepping people on it. We've got a lot to get to, so we're going to dive into each midseason tournament that's coming up within the next week. Again, next week we'll be able to talk about how these tournaments are going and preview the following week's tournament. This isn't all of them, but this is what's coming up this next week here for some of our area schools.
Busy time.
It's massively busy. And here at the MSC Radio Network, we're going to do our darndest to get as many games on as many platforms as we can, whether it's a channel or radio. But you can go to mscsports.net. Schedule will be posted on there for what games, what areas we're going to be at next week. Brandon Tabin and the sports department will be a lot of places next week for midseason tournament time. Let's start on the girls' side, Boz.
Okay.
And we'll start at the 67th annual Tonganoxie Invite. This has one local team at it, the Holton Wildcats. They're the 5 seed, open up against Tonganoxie, and this is always an amazing, historic tournament.
Yeah, this field is exceptional. Eudora, they come in at the 1 seed, Blue Valley West, Tonganoxie obviously hosting, Piper, Bonner Springs, St. James Academy, and then somebody from way out west.
What
Liberal,
are they doing over here?
Liberal, that's about a 5-hour drive.
Man, things must be going good in Liberal, Kansas, too. I mean, you're going to drive a bus. You're going to, I mean, these games are Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah. You're not driving back and forth every day.
No, and I'll tell you this, because I got some roots in western Kansas.
Some
and
roots.
They're not driving in a little yellow school bus. They got a Greyhound bus that's all decked out. So people are going to know when they show up.
Man, is there like a Hilton Garden Inn in Tonganoxie or something? My goodness, maybe there's a good VRBO they're staying at.
They're finding something.
You're not driving back and forth, I can't imagine,
for
that. All right, the Twin Valley League Tournament, Boz, arguably one of the best tournaments, not in Northeast Kansas, in the entire state for midseason tournament time. TVL Tournament, as always, will deliver. And, man, we are your number one avenue to take this in. Crinden Prophet, he was off tonight. That's because he's got to rest that voice.
Oh, yeah.
He's got upwards of 12 to 16 games this next week. You and I, my friend, will find our way over to Frankfort next week as well.
Let's go.
And on the girls' side of it, this tournament starts tomorrow with Axtell and Washington County, Blue Valley, Frankfort, Valley Heights, Onega, all playing tomorrow in the Twin Valley League tournament. But Boz, just again, year in, year out, you got Centralia, Hanover, Clifton Clyde, and D-West, the top 4 seeds here in the TVL tournament.
Here's what's so interesting about this tournament. A lot of the midseason tournaments, teams travel, they get outside of their league. And
like
they go
Liberal
play some,
does?
Yes, go way outside your league, which is fine. You know, you go get away from your league competition. But this tournament here, league schools, it's so good. Centralia, D-West, Hanover, Clifton Clyde, the top 4 seeds in that tournament. This is going to be a fantastic week of basketball.
And this is, again, we talked about at the top of the show, this is the type of a time of the year where these tournaments kind of start really shaping your team. And when we're talking about the top-ranked team in 1A-D2 in Hanover, top-two team in 1A-D1 Centralia, Donovan West, who's ranked, Clifton Clyde, who's ranked, you're talking about these teams that have deep postseason aspirations.
Yeah.
This tournament will not make or break their season. However, with the way Substate is now this year, where records really, really matter, and then on top of that, tiebreakers come into play, point differential now for the 3 through 1A schools is a big thing. You not only want to win these games, you want to win by a large margin.
Yeah, and you always approach these tournaments, especially this league tournament, where you're familiar, you're playing familiar opponents. I mean, you're going to see them throughout the season. You never, even in the past, you didn't go into this tournament thinking, okay, we just want to see where we're at. We want to play some good games. These games always matter, but man, there's a little bit more on the line. And we're saying that it's only midway through the season, but
yeah,
this is going to be a big tournament.
I mean, you're telling me we can maybe have Centralia D West in the semifinal?
Yeah.
We could potentially have a Valley Heights Hanover. Heck, we're going to have a potential Valley Heights Clifton Clyde in the second round. But, hey, look at Onega. An Onega team that is playing out of their minds this year.
Just beat Axtell the other night.
Snapping a near 20-game losing streak in the league. I mean, this is what makes this tournament so exciting, so fun. And we are so glad every year to be the source for the Twin Valley League tournament. It's all going to be on 92.1 FM KMZA next week. Again, the tournament goes all the way through the 25th of January, begins next or tomorrow on the 18th. And not that I'm trying to jinx it by any stretch, but it probably will happen now that I'm going to say it. I don't remember a time in the last few years where the TVL tournament was not affected by weather. And
don't you just said
we're looking
that.
Good right now, man. It's going to be cold.
You just said it,
then
though.
Buses might not be able to start right away. But, hey, we got the winter storm taken care of 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
All right.
I'm down with that. If we can get through this without any delays or having makeup games, it'd be great.
All right. Moving on here on the girls. McLeod Invitational. This has got a handful of local teams in this one, Boz, and this is one, again, we actually went and broadcasted at the McLeod Invite probably 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
A good field that usually fills up here in the MIT.
Yeah, I mean, it's just great competition. That's what these teams, when they're, or these schools, when they're hosting tournaments like this, they want to bring in good quality competition. We've got 5 teams from our area we cover a lot. Mar Hill Mount Academy, Horton having a good season, Pea Ridge, Riverside, the outside schools, Bishop Ward and Maranatha Academy. Those are 2 decent teams that are going to add to the field here.
All right, that's it for the just strictly girls side tournament. Well, I mean, based off our brackets that we've got. We've also got the Burlington Invitational that's got Sabetha going to that one and Silver Lake from our local area, Boz. And this one is a loaded field down here at the Bit. And this is, again, I know I just hyped up the TVL tournament. The Bit might be the second best in Kansas.
Well, Coach Holliday, he mentioned, you know, you really want to play quality competition. It's not something where you go into it and say, hey, we just want to go and play weak teams and get 3 wins and move on. They want to get tested. And when you look at this field, Girard 7-0. Ottawa 5-1, Silver Lake 5-1, and this is, I don't know if these aren't updated records, I guess, as of
through tonight. Yeah. Correct.
You also have LeBec County 7-0, Burlington 5-1.
Yeah.
I mean, watch out. This is going to be a good one.
Going to be a good tournament on the girls' side there at the Bit as well. That first round games for those begin on Tuesday. I forgot to mention that for the McLeod Invitational. That begins on Monday. And the Twin Valley League tournament, we did talk about that starting tomorrow. Holton's game is next Thursday as well. One more girls tournament going on this next week. It's not really a tournament. It's more of a round-robin schedule at the Panther Classic, Royal Valley High School. Just really one local team there, and it's the Panthers that are hosting that one.
Yeah, again, I mean, they're just bringing teams from outside their league, outside their area. Chapman, they're a traditional good girls team that's going to bring some competition there. Santa Fe Trail, Rock Creek also in there, and then St. Mary's Academy.
All right, that's the Panther Classic on the girls' side. Flipping it now to the guys' side of things, the Tonganoxie Invitational. We mentioned Holton, Atchison at this one. As Holton, we'll get to them in a second. They're at the Thunder Classic, which we'll talk about here in just a minute. But at the Tongi Invite, you got the Phoenix.
Phoenix.
And they're going to be itching for a bounce back here after losing tonight to Schlegel. And it was Washington.
Washington, yep.
Casey Washington, I'm sorry. I saw Schlegel is at this tournament, but Boz, this is a loaded field as well.
It's loaded every single year. And here's a little bit of history for you. Some of these tournaments, years ago, Holton was at the Baser-Linwood tournament, and both boys and girls. And that tournament started out pretty small. And then within 5, 6, 7 years, you had a lot of 6A schools coming into that tournament.
You got teams from St. Joe coming over. And,
Central Christian. And, yeah, I mean, this tournament has turned into a really good top-tier tournament. Metro Academy, solid school. It's been there every year. Eudora is good year in, year out. A-High comes in as the 2 seed. Wichita North, Schlegel, Tongi, fantastic tournament.
That's all beginning next Thursday in Tonganoxie. Twin Valley League tournament on the guys' side. How about it? Top 4 seeds, Hanover the 1, Axtell the 2, Centralia the 3, Clifton Clyde the 4 in the top 4 there for the TVL. But again, don't count out my dark horse, my friend. Donovan West comes in as the 8th seed. They play tomorrow. They take on Onega, Lynn Valley Heights tomorrow. Frankfort, Washington County starts tomorrow as well on the guys' side. As, again, we'll have the full schedule of the broadcast for the Twin Valley League Tournament. It's on MSCSports.net. But, Boz, you talked about on the girls' side, but the guys' side for this TVL tournament, man, it's just one of those where familiar foes, and you throw records out when you get to this time, right?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the top 4 seeds, Hanover, Axtell, Centralia, Clifton, Clyde. Then you go into the games that are tomorrow, the 8-9 seed, that matchup, Donovan West, Onega. That's going to be a really good game. Lynn and Valley Heights. I mean, you can't come into this tournament and think, all right, we're going to get through this round.
Sure.
Because it's just, you better be playing some good basketball and not take anything for granted.
All right. Continuing on the guys' side here tonight. Again, we're giving a preview of all the midseason tournaments that begin either tomorrow or next week. The boys, McLeod Invitational, the Mitt. He's got a couple local teams there as well on the guys' side, Buzz.
Yeah, again, I mean, this is going to be a really good tournament. Horton, Marhillman Academy, Pea Ridge, Riverside, bringing in Maranatha Academy and Bishop Ward to round things out. But I think that's it's going to be really good as well. I wish we could go around and watch a whole bunch of these games, because there'll be a bunch.
I mean, we're going to just have to put some miles on the vehicle and get after it, my friend, because, yeah, that's going to be a good one. I mean, I love the way that this is formatted. I mean, you're probably going to end up seeing a Riverside, Mar Hill in the semis, Horton, McLeod in the semis. And, you know, I can remember this from a few years ago when you got Horton taking down the MIT. They won that. You know what they did? They propelled themselves to a state tournament run.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What team's going to come out of this tournament and have that kind of mindset after the fact? All right. A couple tournaments we haven't talked about yet because these are just guys only. And it's the 11th annual Thunder Classic in Seneca. And talk about a loaded field.
Yeah.
Talk about a great tournament. This one, again, when it was the Raider Classic many, many years ago, it was consist just such good teams coming in, knocking each other out. The tournament kind of went down to six teams. I believe even at one point in time, five teams were there. They got it back loaded, my friend. There's eight teams, and these eight teams, any one of them could win it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Nemaha Central, Hiawatha. Hiawatha, they just got to figure out consistency. They had a big win a couple weeks ago against Rossville, knocked them. Rossville just creeped into the state rankings, number five. And so big win for Hiawatha. That's going to be a really good game against Nemaha Central. Troy's playing good. Jackson Heights playing good.
Yeah.
St. Mary's undefeated. Holton, they're in the, having an okay season. They got to figure out that consistency piece as well. But then you add Rock Creek and Marysville.
Woo!
I mean, this team, this field's loaded.
Again, we will be on site for the Thunder Classic on 103.9 KNZA. MSCSports.net. We'll have the schedule. We'll have the game times. We'll also have channels because, Buzz, three channels are going to be at this site. Because you got Holton, Hiawatha, Jackson Heights. So you're not only going to be able to be listening to the game, you'll be able to watch the game on one of the channels as well. That begins next week on Tuesday, starting off with the game of St. Mary's Holton at 3:15. All right, the last tournament that begins next week, my friend, Valley Falls Midseason Tournament. Can I repeat myself and say,
keep going.
Good teams in this one. You know, we're go ahead and talk about the teams, Bonds, then I'm going to go into a little bit of analytics.
Well, I mean, there's say the same thing we've said with these other midseason tournaments. In our area, they're fantastic. Valley Falls, Perry LeCompton, Jeff West, Oskaloosa, ACCHS, Rossville out of the Big East coming over to this one, and JCN, the NEK Nighthawks round out that field. Again, I mean, any team coming into this, they want to be tested. They want to play good competition, and this tournament has that, no question.
Talking about Perry LeCompton, a big-time win tonight against Rossville. Kind of maybe coming out of nowhere with that game, but a team that has been in the grind of the Big East leading up to that point and taking on a Big East opponent in Rossville. They take on Top Dog Valley Falls. Valley Falls is a team that, man, they've dropped a couple this year, but when they bounce back the next game.
Yeah.
Okay, Valley Falls will have Perry in the first matchup. Oski and Jeff West will face off. You got the NEK Nighthawks and ACCHS, Rossville JCN. There's a very high probability that you're going to have a couple of these teams meet up for the second time this season already by January the 25th.
Yep, for sure.
And then we've got more tournaments again the following week, but we'll talk about those next week as we get closer to that. By this time next week, we'll have a good idea about a lot of these tournaments, where people are sitting in these tournaments, maybe have some more details for you. In regards to that, we got to get to our final break. When we come back, we'll give away our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game balls of the evening. We will preview the Chiefs, Boss. How about those Ravens? They're taking on the Bills on Sunday as well. And we've got plenty more to get to with previewing next week with these tournaments. We got a ton still to get to. Boss, give us our list one more time before we go to break of who we've got for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominees.
All right. On the girls' side, Callie Hunneman, Reagan Garrity, Harper Wetstein, and Kinsley Bowerly. On the boys' side, Caden Peterson, Evan Olberding, and Dante Masqua.
All right, give us a call or put it on the Facebook feed if you got somebody that wants to be on that list. Who deserves it? Come on now. Give them a little bit of love. You're listening to Jake and Boz on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Radio Network.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONunderground.com.
BMP Propane and Naughty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetane Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Naughty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely. They'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey, as always, as we're back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. We let Ray Penning go and fly away, Boz.
Yeah,
we still got Joseph Curry down at CARE in our final segment here of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. And we've got a handful of Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees that we will give, or not we, Boz, will give away a winner towards the end of this show. But one of the final things that we always talk about, Boz, is we just got done talking about the midseason tournament schedule that we've got planned for next week. Again, MSCSports.net is your site, is your place to go to figure out everything, what's going on. All the brackets are on the website. Again, there will be a tournament broadcast schedule for you as well, as we've got three games tomorrow in specific that we will be covering on 92.1 KMZA. We've got Axtell, Washington County at 10 a.m. We've got Donovan West, Onega at 11:30 tomorrow. tomorrow morning with Crendon on the call for those two games, kicking off the Twin Valley League tournament. Again, that's on 92.1 KMZA. That will follow our Lawn and Garden Solutions show on KNZA and KMZA. And then it's a busy schedule tomorrow, buddy, because then you got K-State KU on 103.9 KNZA with pregame at 11. We're going to talk a little bit about that matchup tomorrow. Then on 93.7 KAIR, beginning at noon, we've got Benedictine at Clark men's and women's basketball as well. And then 92.1 KMZA is just chock full of action tomorrow because the Chiefs begin their three-peat in the postseason aspirations, pregame at 2 o'clock, Houston at Kansas City at 3:30 kickoff. And then the Sabetha Channel will have coverage of the Nemaha Central at Sabetha basketball game tomorrow on the Sabetha Channel. So that's a look ahead at the schedule for tomorrow, Boz. But again, just want to put a bow on our thoughts for the midseason tournament time. This is, again, not a make or break your season, but I think there's just such a massive difference with this year's, strictly just based off the new structure for sub-state.
Yeah, it matters just because, well, for a bunch of reasons. I mean, obviously you want to play games, you want to be competitive, but you want to win. And if you can go into a midseason tournament and be tested, play high-level competition, and come out with a win, if you go in and win three games, four games potentially on some, then it makes a huge difference. I mean, that can really affect your seedings at the end of the season. Plus, it gives you a huge shot in the arm. On the flip side, if you go into that tournament and you're not playing great, you maybe hit the struggle bus a little bit, that can be a tough week for you. You drop a couple games, maybe you don't win a game, and all of a sudden, now your confidence, it gets rocked a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. excuse me. And then one other note that we had written down here, and this is just a brief conversation as we wrap up the show tonight, is the shot clock. It's been a topic of conversation, and I think there's differentiating opinions across the board, whether you're a coach, player, fan, broadcaster, no matter what you are, parent. The opportunity this year for certain schools to adhere to the shot clock, I think next week in specific, I really want to get some engagement.
Oh, I'd love to.
From the fans or from coaches or from players, you know, from the perspective of, has it changed the game for you?
Yeah. I don't think, again, I wish we could go out and watch more games. You know, with what we're doing at the show on Friday night, we don't get to see a lot of games. But the ones that I have been at, I have not seen the shot clock impact anything at all. I mean, I don't even see end of quarter situations. I mean, there's not, a lot of times you'll see coaches, as you get used to the shot clock, you've got in the back of your mind, you probably talked about it with other your coaches and the players on the team, at 2-for-1 opportunities. You know, as your shot clock's going down, you're over, you know, 39, 40 seconds. Do you want to go ahead and get a quick shot so you know you're going to have the last possession? I mean, those things. I don't see that having an impact, or I haven't seen it have an impact yet in the games that I've been at.
And obviously, you know, everybody's reaction to no shot clock, that wants a shot clock, the phrase stall ball comes out.
Sure.
Which to me, I think there's super strategy to that.
Oh, yeah.
Super strategy. I don't know if that's
that sounded good.
It did sound good.
Super strategy.
Super strategy to that. I think there's some strategy to it. It's not just just holding on to the basketball. When somebody comes out and guards you, 5-second call happens if you stand with it. The opportunity for a team to effectively, continually move the ball around without putting a shot up for more than a minute, that's impressive to me.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. I don't know if I told this story. I'm going to tell this story real quick.
Hey, okay.
So when I was coaching out in Western Kansas.
30 years ago?
It wasn't that long ago,
oh, okay.
But close. You might remember this name. People listening might remember this name. She played basketball for K-State, Shaylee Lenning.
Ooh, yeah.
Shaylee Lenning was a freshman. I remember she started a 5'11 point guard that could do everything. First time we played them, they beat us 99-59. We have read a lot of scores over the last couple of years. Never read a 99.
It's a quadruple burger.
That's a Big Mac burger. I mean, it's something. So as it relates to the shot clock.
We'll send the bill, McDonald's. We'll send the invoice to you.
That's right. As it relates to the shot clock, we played them in sub-state. Mm-hmm. And I knew we cannot run with them. We can't compete with them at that level, that pace. We got to slow it down. So we ran basically a 4-out offense. They played a 1-2-2 zone. Shaylee was at the top, long arms, deflects a lot of passes. We were ahead by 5 at halftime, and we ended up losing 47-41.
That's a massive difference.
Huge difference. Had the shot clock been implemented back then, I had no game plan. We could not compete at that pace. I mean, they were so fast up and down the floor. But that's why I've been a little bit, I don't know, I'm on the fence with the shot clock because my own personal experience. How do you approach a game when you know you've got to do something to slow the opposing team down? If you can't hold on to the ball for a little while, you're in trouble.
I think that's a very valid point, and that's honestly where I lean.
Yeah.
I lean to the fact that, listen, when you start getting into certain tournaments, certain times of the year, certain teams that you're playing, sometimes it pays to have a very smart coach, and it pays for kids to be able to be coachable.
Yeah.
You might not have the best athletes on the floor, but dadgummit, you can do a four-out set like you're talking about and keep the ball away from those high-powered teams.
Yeah, and it wasn't a stall. I mean, we weren't 40 feet away from the, you know, we weren't right out at half court throwing the ball around.
Sure.
I mean, we were just running.
Running an offense.
Running a four-out offense. The whole goal was to get them to come out of the 1-2-2, which they were super comfortable with, and within a minute, they came out and matched up, and then I'm thinking, okay.
Now we can go.
Now we got them uncomfortable a little bit. And it does take skill to execute an offense for an extended period of time. And I like that kind of basketball. I'm not opposed at all to getting up and down the court. But I just don't know if it impacts the game as much as people thought it might.
I love it. And those are the conversations we want to hear from you about. We're not going to do it tonight, but next week we'll bring it up again. So get your quips ready to go.
Yeah.
Because we want to hear from you on that. Because I think it's a massive talking point. The KSHSAA put it out there as a beta testing for this season. Not every school had to participate. We have some local schools that did participate. Is it making a difference?
I don't know.
I think it's going to take away from the opportunities for the teams. Maybe they don't have as athletic of players or maybe not as high-powered offense scoring abilities. It will take that away, no doubt about it, because of opportunities you just referenced. But, you know, again, we are in a day and an age in sports, whether it's little kids all the way to professionals, people like seeing points scored.
Oh, yeah.
People like the excitement level. And not that defense has kind of gone by its wayside, but it kind of has in about every single sport. People would much rather see high-scoring games than defensive battles in sports now.
Yeah, it is across the board. I mean, everything. It's who can score the most points and have the craziest moves on the offense. And I don't know. I like tough, hard-nosed defense and shutting people down, and that's me.
And I got to give a shout-out to one individual. He's an eight-year-old, and he watches a lot of basketball.
All right.
Again, the old adage of they take in their sponges, they do what they see is being done.
Yeah.
When you're talking about crazy, nice, cool shots.
Oh, yeah.
When an eight-year-old tries to do it, it doesn't look very good. It usually does not execute very good either. And I had to pull him aside and say, hey, son, where did you see? What is that? Well, yeah. I saw Steph Curry do it.
Yeah.
Well, Steph Curry can do it.
Hey, here's my thought on that. At that age, it's fun to watch little kids try to do that stuff. And it's cool that they try it and they think, like, I can do that until they figure out they can't. But then maybe they get to work and they figure out the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
I can handle the ball. 100%. Like that.
That's exactly how I it was a good teaching moment.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't do it now, but in a couple of years you maybe could. Keep That's working right. at it. But it's just fun whenever you see it happen. And you're like, what was
Hold
that?
Hold on.
All right, Boz. Last week we got to recap what we did for the wild card round of our NFL picks, my friend.
Yeah. It wasn't great.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Especially me, man. I went 1-5 last week as I picked every single road team in the AFC. Wah, wah, wah. And then I missed on the Vikings and I missed on the Buccaneers. Only game I got right last week was the Eagles defeating Green Bay Packers. You, on the other hand, you at least went 500.
I did all right. And now that you think, so I'm trying to remember, the one I picked the Packers. I really thought the Packers were going to get it done.
Picked the Chargers.
Chargers,
and
I thought.
And you picked the Vikings.
Yeah, I thought, really thought the Pack, it, that would be a, I thought they were going to get it done, but, man, they didn't look very good.
No.
And
no.
The Chargers? I thought the Chargers would.
They got bulletin board material, dude.
I know.
Rex Ryan just absolutely gave Houston everything they needed by saying, I didn't realize the Chargers got a bye in the first round of the playoffs.
Ugh.
So it was a closer game than the score indicated.
Yeah.
But, man, when you throw four interceptions, you don't deserve to win that game. Justin Herbert.
Struggle bus.
Go back to college, young man. My goodness, it looked bad. All right, divisional round. This is what I call it the heartbreak round. You know, in wrestling, the heartbreak round, you know, you either win your match or you're done.
Yep.
Okay, you win your match, I'm going to go medal now. I lose, I'm out.
Done.
That's what this is right now. Not to say that if you win this, you're guaranteed yourself, but you get a little kind of participation medal. You made it to a conference title game.
Yeah.
This week's matchup on the AFC side, it's 1-4, the four best teams on the seeding-wise. They made it to the divisional round. Chiefs host the Texans. Boz, what do you think?
I got to go with my Chiefs. Come on.
Well, right. I wasn't quite asking for your pick, but about the game in general, what are your thoughts?
So I'm Houston makes me a little nervous. I mean, you said it last week. Like, Houston, they're playing good football right now.
Defense.
And their defense is rock solid.
That's good.
That's the thing that scares me a little bit, because as we know, we've harped all year on the Chiefs and their inability to score at a high level.
The only – they're one of four teams to not score over 30 points.
Yeah.
And they won 15 games.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we could spend some time talking about that, because I've been a big critic on their inability to score points and put touchdowns on the board.
But they're winning.
They're winning. They find ways. I think it's going to be a close game. I know you said earlier you thought it was going to be
two touchdowns,
a little more separation there. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be like a four-point game.
Okay. We didn't have to give scores last week. We don't have to give scores this week.
That's right.
But you got the Chiefs beating the Texans at home.
Yeah.
Okay. I got the Chiefs, again, Boz just alluded to it. I got the Chiefs winning by double digits tomorrow afternoon. I think the Texans are a good team. They got good edge rushers. I think the Chiefs able to have this time off has been good. There's no rust. It's health. It's getting healthier, and it's getting themselves ready. And plus, Andy Reid has got some just outrageously successful record coming off of a bye, regular season, postseason. It doesn't matter. I think he's lost once. His entire coaching career, that's a long time.
Yeah.
So I got the Chiefs winning, and I got them winning in big fashion. I got them basically saying, listen, we are still the Chiefs. Chiefs win big at home. They will host the AFC title game next week. All right, the Ravens travel to Buffalo, and that's all I've heard all week long is, let's go Buffalo. That's their slogan.
Yep.
And this is a battle between the top, the favorites to win the MVP, Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen. What do you think about this game? Don't give your pick yet, but what do you think about the game?
This one, I think this is going to be really close. I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. I think a little bit of a shootout. Both teams are playing really good, and we kind of talked here while we were off air. It's hard. Josh Allen can make things happen. He finds a way.
Yeah.
You know, and he's doing a lot of good things right now, but you watched the Ravens play last week, and there were points in that game where that's the best I've seen him play. I mean, they looked good.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson looks comfortable. He's throwing the ball well, but he's like he's always been. He's dangerous when he scrambles. He just finds ways to move the chains. I think it's going to be a really good game.
Okay, and?
You want me to tell you? I'm going with the Ravens.
Yikes.
I'm going with the Ravens. I think they've got too many weapons. Now, here's the key. We talked about this as well. Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Key to that game.
Absolutely.
If they feed him and give him the ball and he's over 100 yards, Ravens are in business.
All right. So my thoughts on the matchup. You got the number one defense since week 12 in the Ravens. That's the Chiefs.
Ooh,
and the Ravens. Okay. And you got one of the highest scoring offenses in the league in the Ravens. Buffalo, they matched up earlier this year. 35-10 win by the Ravens week three. Buffalo had three defensive starters out of that game.
Yeah, different team.
Different team. Plus, you can't, whether they were all the same players or not, week three is different from week 20.
Yeah.
Everything's different.
Yep.
Buffalo has got a very good defense. Buffalo has got a very good quarterback.
Yep.
Buffalo does not have a pedigree of hard-nosed toughness, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Ravens franchise was built on defense and toughness since its inception in 96. They've always been we're going to run the football and play defense, not score very many points, but shut you down. And that's how, when you look at their Super Bowl teams twice, led by their defense.
Yeah.
Okay. This year, it feels different. Last half of the season. I just don't think we get over the hump. I really don't. I think everything, when you talk about the stars aligning, when you talk about things that are meant to be. I am very much a believer in sometimes things are just out of your control and you can't change what's about to happen.
No, what are you talking about?
I got Buffalo winning this game.
I can't even
in a close game, in a very, very close game. I got Buffalo winning this game.
I'm on the other side of the fence completely because I feel like you mentioned their defense. That has what's carried them for so long. Their offense, when you look at their Super Bowls, they haven't scored a ton of points. They haven't had a great offense. It was the defense that got it done for them. I think this year you're looking at a team that has everything they need. They've got a really good defense. They're tough, physical. Then you look at what they got on the offensive side of things, and they got Derrick Henry running the ball. They haven't had that for a while either, a freight train carrying the ball on the ground. There was, if you look back years past, there was a whole lot of games where Lamar Jackson had to scramble. He had to run. He had to make everything happen, and he doesn't have to do that right now. So I think they got both sides of the ball.
I love it. I really do. And I think that your points are valid in the fact that they look like a great nucleus. They look like a great team. But I think it's going to go back to what you said at the beginning of this portion was it's all about can they feed Derrick Henry the rock enough? And it's going to be can he get – he needs 25 to 30 carries tomorrow or Sunday. And if he gets that, then maybe I can see the Ravens winning the game. However, if Todd Monken does what he did against the Chiefs like he did last year, this weekend in Buffalo, where he hands the ball off six times, they won't even be close. I think I told you off air, I said either the Ravens, if they win by double digits. Or if the Bills win, it's a close game.
Yeah, really.
I'm just leaning Bills close game. And then because it just has to line up this way. It has to line up as Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. Can Josh Allen get the Bills back to a Super Bowl? I think that's the writing on the wall that no matter what, you just can't change it. I think that's how it shakes up. On the NFC side, Boz, Lions hosting the Commanders. Jaden Daniels led his team on a go-ahead scoring drive to win the game once again last week in Tampa.
Yeah, and Jaden Daniels. I almost said Jalen Daniels. Not the KU quarterback. Jaden Daniels, I mean, he's had a heck of a season. They find ways to get it done. He makes plays. But if I've never ever been more sure of a game, I think Lions are going to roll.
Me too.
I just think the – you said that.
Gosh,
you threw it out there. That's
sorry.
All right. You can agree.
Sorry.
I like it when you do that. I just think the Lions are too much.
They're good.
I mean, they're really good. And not to take away from Commanders and what they've done, a heck of a run. With a young quarterback.
What a story that would be for a rookie quarterback to get to the championship game of their conference. Dan Quinn in his first year as head coach there for the Commanders. That would be an amazing story. However, on the flip side, how about the Lions, dude? I'm a huge Dan Campbell fan.
Oh, yeah.
Massive. Biker kneecaps off.
He's fire.
That dude has, from day one, you look back at his emotional training camp video from 2021, and he's emotional with the guys like, guys, I love you. Guys, yeah. I care. We're turning this around. And look what's happened, dude.
Passion.
Passionate. Yep. And everybody can jump on a passionate coach.
Yeah.
Everybody can back that up. I think the Lions win. I think they win. I'm with you. I think Jared Goff just – I don't want to – I'll get to my point I'm about to make in a second. I think Jared Goff plays amazing. The Lions win by multiple scores. Philadelphia hosting the Rams, dude. Who do you got? What do you think about that game?
Say what? It again. Which one?
the only one left.
The only one. The Rams.
Eagles and Rams. Rams.
I got. Sorry, I was working on my game ball nominees here. I got to get them lined up. I think the Eagles here and Rams. You know, we talked about it last week. Rams making a run here late. They weren't healthy early, and they're a little bit scary. But I just think the Eagles have been playing too well, and I say it before, I mean, they find ways to win. Saquon Barkley is running the ball really well. I got to go with the Eagles on that one. And I don't know, I was a little bit torn because the Rams surprised me last week.
They did, and they looked good against the Vikings. All right, this is where I was going with the Jared Goff comment. I think the Rams go into Philly, knock off the Eagles. Wade Gerstner, We called it 6-7 weeks ago now about this Rams team. When they're healthy, they're good. That defensive line, two rookies that they drafted are just studs. They should be all pros. They're not. They should be, though. And this is a Rams team that's going to knock them off. And then it's going to be Matt Stafford and the Rams against Jared Goff and the Lions in the NFC title game.
Ooh.
Who won that trade? And that's what's going to come out of that. So your storylines for title weekend for each conference, in my opinion, will be Mahomes hosting the Bills with the new overtime rules in effect. Because remember, the last time the Bills played the Chiefs in the AFC title game in Arrowhead, there was overtime. The Chiefs won, and the Bills complained, and they changed the rule now in overtime in the playoffs to where each team gets a possession no matter what.
Yeah,
you got the Bills and Chiefs in that one, and then the storyline of the Lions hosting the Rams. Who wins that trade? Matt Stafford in Detroit for an NFC title game? That entire arena will be booing him from the beginning. Who cares what he did for them for 12 years? That's my prediction for that. Boz's prediction is he's got the Eagles going to Philadelphia, and he's got Baltimore going to Kansas City next week after this weekend.
Right.
All right, we'll have to see about that. Boz, Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball is our final thing here for tonight, my friend.
All right, this is a little bit of a tough one right here.
I'm a little disappointed right now.
Why?
Just the amount that we've got.
I know.
Really want to get more involvement from you, the fan,
yeah,
you, the listener.
Call them out.
We need to get some more nominees in. And big shout out. We just got two in 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
We're here. Call. At this point, though, it is closed. Show is wrapping up. But we appreciate you for calling in and giving us these last two very much, because these kids deserve it, and that's what it's all about. It's not about, you know, wanting to have people call in just to, so they can talk on the radio. It's because we do this for the kids.
That's
we
right.
want the kids to get some recognition. All right, who we got?
Okay, on the girls' side, our nominees, Callie Honeyman from Nemaha Central, Reagan Garrity from Nemaha Central, Harper Wettstein from Troy, and Kinsley Bowerly from ACCHS. On the boys' side,
Good.
We had Caden Peterson, Evan Olberding, Dante Masqua, Trenton Van Houten, and Colin Carney.
Okay, so those are your nominees, your finalists. Boz, who's our winners tonight on January the 17th?
I don't normally do this because this was my winner last week, but this is too good. Kinsley Bowerly from ACCHS.
Why?
She surpassed 1,000 points in her career. She's only the third player in school history at ACCHS to hit that milestone. And she's got a shot now at becoming the all-time leading scorer at ACCHS. So, Kinsley Bowerly, my Luker Chiropractic Wellness Game Ball winner on the girls' side. On the boys' side, lots of good performances, but I'm going with Dante Masqua from Horton. Double-double tonight, 22 points and 10 boards.
Dante Masqua from Horton, congratulations. Kinsley Bowerly from ACCHS, you got Boz to give it to you 2 weeks in a row. Congratulations. Well, buddy, we'll do it again next week. Mid-season tournament time kicks off. Go to mscsports.net for everything you need to know about the local information from your local community connection. For Boz, for Ray, for Kurt, for MJ, for Joseph, this is Jake. Have a great weekend. Stay warm. Thanks for tuning in here on a Friday.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JVN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technology, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.